Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Welcome to Concussion Talk Podcast, episode 120. I'm Chris Ryan Chasnitsky of the Humboldt Broncos and Airdrie, Alberta, near Calgary, north Calgary. But we'll talk more. I'll thank my sponsor, HeadCheck Health.
Concussion Talk Podcast is presented by HeadCheck Health. HeadCheck Health bridges the gaps in concussion care through simple, powerful technology. Join organizations like the Canadian Football League, Trek Factory Racing, the Canadian Junior Hockey League, Eastern Washington University, and Volleyball Canada, who rely on HeadCheck Health to improve communication and optimize care. Visit HeadCheckHealth.com for more.
And I also like to remind everybody to please follow me on social media, so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, at Concussion Talk. On Patreon, patreon.com/concussiontalk. My website, concussiontalk.com. Good pods. There's more. I'm on Acast now. Ryan has a foundation, which we'll get into after, but just plug your foundation's website now.
The stress strong foundation.com.
And the stress is STRAS foundation.
Sorry, STRAZ.
STRAS, yeah. Good thing he's here. srzfoundation.com. But we'll mention that again later. But yeah, so now let's start. I kind of already have, but Ryan, so we just met. We just met just to save you like housekeeping details for the podcast. So this is my first time meeting Ryan and many of our listeners. And so I guess Ryan, I've always heard about the Humboldt Broncos and all that, and the horrible accident happened 4 years ago, almost 4 years ago today, almost. But a lot of listeners on this are American, a lot of them are American, but across the world, so they may have not, even though it's a big deal and big story in Canada, and as well as it should have been, but across the world, they probably may not have heard of it, so. Please tell me what happened and your situation, why you started this foundation.
Yeah, so I was playing in Humboldt. For those that don't know, it's a junior A hockey team in Saskatchewan. And our team bus on the way to a playoff game was hit by a semi-truck. Unfortunately, 16 of teammates, staff, and coaches passed away and left 12 of us injured. I personally have a T2, T3 spinal cord injury, which means that's a pretty high up injury. So it's just above the nipple line on the chest, which means anything below that, I have no function over. I'm continuing to rehab and trying to get activation through core muscles and assisted walking and standing. So it's been a long road, but I'm very, very excited for the future. I've been through a lot, but I know with the support of the world and support of my teammates, anything can be accomplished.
That's the one thing I've reached out to Ryan Forrest's attitude is fantastic. And I know on this podcast, it's called Concussion Talk. I talk only about brain injury and concussion, including concussion. But I just figured that this time we talk about rehab because you have an excellent rehab story. And just your dedication and your actually more to the point, your attitude towards it, I think, is just incredible to hear. So when did you realize that you would do it? When did you come to grips with or know that you would have to go through this hard journey of rehabilitation?
It was about 3 weeks after the accident. I could finally get lifted into a chair by a crane in the hospital. And I was brought down to a rehab clinic, and they put me down, and you know, I didn't think anything of it, and I instantly fell back, and I'm like, uh-oh. And I sat up, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, yeah, you have no core muscles. You're going to have to use your hands to balance. Yeah. I'm like, oh crap. So as I'm doing this, I'm like, okay, you know what? I have no idea how spinal cord injuries work. I'm thinking this will be, you know, a year long process, right? It's just going to be putting in the work, and then things are just going to come back naturally.
That's why I fell off my brain injury. I thought it was like, you know, 6 months at most.
Exactly. Yeah. And you don't know. I, after talking to lots of the patients at the hospital, they're like, yeah, it could take 5 years, it could take 8 years, it could take 20, it could never happen. You never know. But I'm like, okay, so what can I do about it? Like,
what happens now?
Yeah, exactly. They're like, just continue rehab and kind of train your body, train your mind and body to connect again, and do what you can to sustain muscle mass, to prevent injuries. And then, you know, if you do get the chance to walk again, you'll be healthy and ready. So it's more preparation for the chance that I do get muscle control back versus getting it back through just rehab.
I remember a couple of years in by this point, but I remember my physio said, you're not going to want to hear this, but I know this woman, after her, she had a brain injury just like yours, and took her 25 years to get back. And I was like, she's like, you're not going to want to hear this, but she just told me that. And I was like, and now it's been 20, almost 20 years now, and it's been 19 years. And it's been also, I mean, 25 years just didn't seem like that. It doesn't seem like that big a deal, because it's been hard, but it's been, you know, as you know, it's been, because you learn so much that it's just a new journey, totally a new path. Like, it's just.
Absolutely. Like, you almost feel like a doctor at this point, learning all the stuff you do. Like, you're so knowledgeable, and then you kind of get an understanding and a perspective from a different sort of mindset, if that makes sense. Like, you understand how the world works. Yeah. Obviously, life is unfair, and it's learning to deal with that. Yeah. Obviously, unfortunate circumstances, but it's something that you're just going to have to adapt to and learn.
Yeah. It's like, I know for me, I just love my speech too, but also the people talk to you, like, you need to be encouraged. You need encouragement. And like, I don't need encouragement. I'm feeling great and I'm happy and I'm doing lots of stuff. But if you find people talk to you like that, like, it's then they kind of, not talk down to you, but kind of talk like, as in, oh, this is very happy, you should breathe, this is inspiring, and I don't need that, I'm good.
Exactly, yeah. People will be like, oh, you know, let me help you out. I'm like, no, I got it, thanks. So like, it's very nice if they want to help, or sometimes they talk down, but it's, again, like you said, you kind of got to just let it go and motivate yourself, right? You can't rely on others to do it for you.
Yeah. And actually, one thing I remember, I was watched the interview you did with the Global News in October. And then I read more about on the Strong Strides Foundation, which I'll get you to spell out better again, because I messed up. But you're turning it into now, because you play, you were what? Sorry, what position did you play in hockey, first of all?
I was a defenseman.
Defenseman? And now you want to get into this. This ice hockey, and one of my guests / she had her own podcast, Katie Mitchell. She does a lot with, do you know her?
I've heard the name. Yeah.
She's a physiotherapist, and she's doing a lot in the athletic trainer as well, and with the ice hockey Canada. And so I've heard a lot about ice hockey through her, and her like the Canadian women's national team and the team Ontario and stuff like that. So when did you decide that you changed your focus from hockey to sledge hockey?
This was about 4 months after I got into a sled, but in the midst of being in the hospital, I figured, well, hockey's been such a key component in my life. I learned a lot from it, both on and off the ice. that I didn't want to let that spirit die.
Yeah.
So I the next best thing was sled hockey for me, and I got in contact with the right people, and 4 months after the accident, I was put back in a sled right away, and instantly kind of brought me back all those memories when I first started playing hockey. And in the sled, I was thinking, you know what, I want to take this as far as I can, and you know, try and play for Team Canada, try and play in a Paralympics.
Yeah.
If I wasn't playing sled hockey, I wouldn't have had these opportunities, right?
Right. Yeah. So it was sled hockey, like, obviously it's different than the hockey that we know of, that like, but it's still the same positions, like just still play a defense position, or just kind of like all forward kind of.
Everything's the same in sledge. The rules, the same amount of people and same positions.
And yeah, turn like skating backwards, that'd be almost impossible. It's just kind of.
It's funny though. You actually don't skate backwards in sled. You're always skating forward. Oh, yeah. So you always have
the full. You gotta learn that with the sticker, stab your pick and stab your. You're sticking the ice and spin. Is that the deal?
Yeah, it's one of the hardest things, but I'm learning it.
Yeah. I not just sledge hockey, but your the Stratus Foundation, which is Stratus with a Z or a Z for the American listeners. That there's a lot of adaptive sports that you guys are trying to encourage and to help with fundraise for. So you want to talk about that?
Yeah. So the reason that we want to fund adaptive sport programs is because I think sport gives people an opportunity to realize that there's, you know, light at the end of the tunnel, that there's more opportunity out there. You could fall in love with the sport, right, and learn so much from everything outside of the sport, teamwork, leadership, little values like that, that kind of last with you forever. And getting into adaptive sport, meeting certain athletes was eye-opening, right? Everyone has their own story, but when you're playing the sport that you love, regardless if it's adaptive or not, right, everyone's equal out there. You learn everything, you play, you win, you have fun. And you know, you got to make life enjoyable regardless of the situation you're in. So I think sport brings a lot of that to the table.
Great. So are there any sport? I know you were junior, you've been hockey your whole life, and that's like, but is that the only sport you know you really, besides for, but yeah, just I guess this hockey is the only sport you have real passion for.
Yeah, I mean, I dabbled in other sports. You know, I played community soccer as a little kid and played a bit of football, but the one other sport that I played quite a bit was golf outside of hockey.
Oh yeah, I saw that on the
Yeah, pretty stereotypical of a hockey player to play golf in the summer, but it's fine. You get to hang out with the boys and just have fun.
And you're learning adaptive golf too, aren't you now? Or you were in the article,
yeah? Yeah, trying it out. Those para golfers, unfortunately, are super expensive. They're about $48,000 American. So, you know, it's quite expensive just to play the sport of golf. And again, that's one reasons why I think the Stratus Strong Foundation could help fund that for someone who really wants to get into golf, grow the sport, and just enjoy it.
So I was going to ask you more about physiotherapy and rehabilitation, but also I want to ask you about the Stratus Foundation. So the Stratus Strong Foundation, just explain where that came from, who started it, or did you, but maybe your parents did, I don't know. But how did it start?
When I was in the hospital, a local, well, one of my old trainers who I trained with for hockey, he started up the foundation by selling hats, raising money for rehab and my hospital stay. So that kind of started off that way. And once I left the hospital, it kind of died off and we weren't really making anything. It was there, it was registered, but nothing was really going on. And just recently I decided, you know what, like after the pandemic, why not start it up again, right? Everyone's going through stressful times. Everyone needs a little bit of help. And that's all the Stratus Strong Foundation is planning to do, is just give people help and you know, better qualities of life. I think, you know, a lot of people could benefit from that. And even if the Stratus Strong can't help everyone, at least it spreads the words for other people and inspires other people to do the right thing and, you know, follow along in the same path and help out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
And that's amazing. I'm going to read your, I'll let you on your values of the foundation. So what are your main, you're looking to empower adaptive sports and also encourage mental health and disability awareness. Is that?
Yeah. Yeah, so our aim is obviously fund adaptive sport programs. We want to help provide rehabilitation needs because, as most know, it's quite expensive to rehab with a disability and can be costly in the future and really kind of drive people away from physio, if anything. And the last point is to raise social awareness. I think the more awareness, the more word spreads, the better, and the more people can help out.
Right, I'm just, I shouldn't hit all the points. So, yeah, I'm just, don't worry, things are messed up. Okay, yeah, no, there you go. Okay, good. Making sure you're hitting all the points there, right?
Yeah,
you're good. But your rehabilitation, you were in hospital in Calgary.
Yeah, it was in. So I started off in Saskatchewan. I got flown to Calgary and then I went to Philadelphia for a month for rehab and then I was kind of back home.
Oh yeah. So did you learn, did you get physio for basically right away? Like, did you have a long recovery in hospital otherwise or?
Yeah. I mean, it was about 3 months total in hospital. And then as soon as I left the hospital, which was in June of 2018, I started physio in July. So since July of 2018, I've been going to physio constantly.
It can be tiring. It can be really exhausting. Even though it looks like it's small movements or whatever, but it can be so exhausting. You can sort of brain dry pattern on what you're doing and try to figure out how to coordinate all the muscles you didn't know you need to use to recruit to help you do these exercises. But what's your typical, I guess, physio is the only rehabilitation therapy you go to?
That's the only physio I do.
And what did a typical day look like when you started off? So your first like month or whatever.
The first month of doing physio?
Yeah, roughly.
Month.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, like the first month I was in 5 days a week for about, I want to say close to 2 hours.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, 5 days. So, you know, we're looking at a ton of hours there and, you know, a week, right? And it was just constant. It was fatiguing. And as things went on and my body got adapted to the situation and I got stronger and more independent, I'm down to now about three to two sessions a week.
Cool. And so what do you do in this session? You just try to just stand up, and how do you get I saw that you stood in with a bit of help, but you can stand else now?
Yeah, so we've been doing a lot of assisted standing where they'll hold my hips and legs in place, and I kind of try and find my balance to get stacked in a proper position. We've done some assisted walking where they'll move my legs a little bit and try to promote that brain to body movement. Alongside that, you know, aside from keeping leg health, you know, the number one thing, we also maintain, you know, try to use as much core function as I have, as well as maintaining good shoulder health. And essentially it's for longevity, right? It's keeping legs healthy, shoulders healthy, trying to, you know, try and find that mind body connection, but overall just to help me last for years to come.
That's incredible. And so I guess you're just watching this slideshow, you know, your shoulders are it really, like you need, you know, obviously chest, obviously the rest of your upper body, but I mean, shoulders are your legs basically in slideshow. So,
yeah.
So your shoulders, I guess in hockey, they're pretty strong as well, but I mean, like, you know, but it must be totally different experiences using the picks, your stick and your stick and yeah, your what they call
picks.
Pick, they all have picks. Yeah, right. And then so what do you do with your stick while you're skating?
So you hold it up at the blade so you get more pull. Okay. And then you're gonna, it's like a row and then a tricep pull down. So you're driving your hands down while rowing, propels you forward, but at the same time, if you're stick handling and shooting, you got to slide your hand down the stick to stick handle, push the puck forward, slide your hand back up and keep skating. So it's very, very meticulous and it takes a lot of coordination and strength, but you know, I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun to learn because we're so much like hockey. You knew like, oh yeah, you do this. Okay, that makes sense. Because we used to do this, exactly. This movement. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So what? So your the Strata Strong Foundation, is that where can people find that if they want? Is in Calgary's online or?
Yeah, so we have a website and we're starting to promote social media as well just to kind of spread the word. This first year, we're going to try and run an event at the end of August and early September, a charity golf tournament. But for right now, we're
promoting.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get an adaptive golfer and play in the tournament. So
nice.
We're setting all that up. But right now, we have a website, thestrazstrongfoundation.com. You can find me on social media at rstraz, STRAZ underscore, and then find all the information there.
Yeah, that's how I found you. I found you. And also saw the TSN in Canada, that's the sports network.
Yeah.
That's what's called TSN. So, they posted something on Instagram about one of your physio sessions or separate physio sessions. So, but I read about the Strata Strong Foundation was just so remarkable. So, and I, your attitude has just been, a great attitude just about life and not just sports, but about life in general, just about how like life is a fun experience if you're lucky enough to have a chance to make it fun, if that's, makes any sense, not really every point there, but it can be really fun no matter what your circumstance. I just want to congratulate you on your work and also on your foundation and on your attitude.
Thank you for having me. I mean, this is a great platform to spread the word, and you know, you seem like a great guy, and I'd love to help you out in any way I can. So just let me know and, you know, we can get something figured out.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
The music at the beginning of this podcast is by Ben Sound. www.bensound.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.